Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in those closed-door meetings when you folks were trying to hammer out the tax reform plan. Must have been interesting dialogue.
Well, it was interesting dialogue in our caucus because we were trying to figure out why are we headed in this direction, you know, with a big tax on pensions and elimination some of the tax breaks and actually tax increase on some of our middle-class folks, and in a way that doesn't appear to really have the objective of building jobs in the state of Michigan. So,
all right, I'm a little lost.
Kind of wrong-headed there, I think.
I'm a little lost, Mark, because we have a $2 billion deficit. I understand that. But we are taxing folks who are about to retire. We are cutting education. And from what I hear, we are giving a lot of opportunity for people who are wealthy and who own businesses to save money. Help me understand this.
Well, you know, I can't really help you understand because we don't really understand either. We had a projected $1.4 billion deficit as of our January revenue conference. And at that point in time, we thought we had to come up with $1.4 billion to fill the hole. And in fact, what happened is coming into the May conference, we think we're going to have $500 million more than we had before. And with the governor's proposed cuts that we're going through the appropriations process, we don't really have a problem. We have dealt with the $1 billion that's left over with programmatic cuts, and you know they're tough cuts, but they're cuts that we can live with. And so I'm not, I don't think we actually have the crisis that we thought we had. And then on top of all that, the governor decided that he was going to do the big business tax cut. Now that means that we have to come up with another $2 billion. And the only way to do that, apparently, is to cut education to the bone because we projected that there'd be an extra $600 million in that account and that we could actually afford to give an increase to schools. Instead, all that's been taken away. There's been cuts to higher education. There's the pension tax, the elimination of the EITC. Everybody's property taxes are going up. All these other tax breaks that we gave to people, like when you turn in your car to the Volunteers of America, a little bit of a break to encourage you to do that, all that's going to be gone. It's a gigantic tax cut on the middle class.
Rick Snyder and the Republicans would say that business has not been given the opportunity to thrive, to create jobs, to create more revenues via taxes. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, that's very interesting because business revenues are up. And in fact, we project that in May, we're going to find out that we're getting significant people back to work, that business revenues are up, and thus business taxes are up, sales taxes are up, so the economy is starting to move in Michigan. Now, I can't predict what's going to happen with all these gas price increases, and I think we're all being ripped off on that, to tell you the truth. But everything's looking like it's, you know, we finally hit bottom and we're on our way back up the ladder. So when he says that, you know, this is money that actually goes into management's pockets. This doesn't have any make anybody be hired. In fact, what this does is it takes about $2 billion out of the revenue stream into small businesses across the state of Michigan. And the only business equation that really works is that when you have more customers with more money to spend, you're going to hire more people to handle that.
Well,
this plan does that.
Well, Governor Granholm's plan didn't work, and I know she was in office when there were some trying circumstances. Here we are in a position where the governor and the Republicans say, look, we've got a critical situation. We tried it that way. It didn't work. Let's try it this way.
Yeah, you know, and here's the other problem with that, Tony, is that, you know, we had a tax plan for businesses in place for about 37 years, I think was the number. And then in 2006, before I got here, the Republicans repealed that, but they gave themselves and us 18 months to come up with a different plan. And so over that period of time, the MBT was developed. And so that became the next plan. And now we have the third plan in 4 years. Now, I don't know. I don't have a business to move into Michigan, but I have to think that if I'm a business outside the state of Michigan and I'm going to think about moving in here, and I look at the ledger and I look at it and say, my God, they've got three different tax plans to tax me in the last 4 years. You know, if this one doesn't work exactly the way the governor says it is, and I think it won't, you know, we're going to be back doing this again in 2 years. What we have said is that we need to have reform of business taxes, and we have to give a break to businesses, but we have to do it in a measured manner. We have to sit down, think about it, go around the state, talk to businesses, talk to everybody else, and come up with a plan that is fair for everybody.
All right, finally.
This is not a fair plan.
Finally, Mark, how did you vote?
I voted against the tax bill, and there are some companion bills that were installed the pension tax, and I voted against those as well, except for one. I voted for the one that taxes legislators' pensions.
All right. So the House did approve the tax reform plan. Do you think it will pass in the Senate?
You know, I think it's going to have a little bit more trouble in the Senate, to tell you the truth, because there's a lot more experienced legislators over there. The House has 60 brand new people in it. And 40 of those are on the other side of the aisle from us. So we've got about half our caucus that is brand new. And on the other side of the aisle, they've got about two-thirds of their caucus that is brand new. And there is a lot more experience sitting over in the Senate. So I think they're going to try to craft something that's a little bit better.
Mark, you sound miffed and you sound disillusioned.
Well, I think that it's, you know, this is, I hate to say it this way, because tax policy is very complicated. But like I say, the business equation is you have to have more money coming through the door in order to expand businesses. And we're taking that money out of the revenue stream. And that doesn't make sense to me. If we're going to do tax cuts, you give tax cuts to people, to the middle class of Michigan, to people who will spend their money in Michigan, in stores, in businesses, not to somebody who's the CEO, and have them put them in their back pocket or maybe build themselves a new house in Florida. I just think that we're going about this the wrong way.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony.